This Week in the Civil War, on Monday, December 7, 1863, both Congresses of the Union and Confederacy convened. In Richmond, Virginia, President Jefferson Davis, in his message to Congress, acknowledged the grave reverses of the last few months but stated that the enemy had not been checked. Davis condemned the savage ferocity of the Union forces, adding, "Nor has less unrelenting warfare been waged by these pretended friends of human rights and liberties against the unfortunate Negroes. The hope last year entertained of an early termination of the war has not been realized, but the patriotism of the people have proved equal to every sacrifice demanded by their country's needs." If Davis truly believed that the Southern people were up to the task of the war, could he continue to justify the failure of his generals on the battlefield? This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.